Mr. Eden here with a live journal first. I am using my home recording setup to record the first ever 33 overs list on MP3 ever. So I have a small pad here with a list of some overs, only four, because I don't want to take up too much time here. And I'm going to run through the list and hopefully it will go as well on record as it has in my brain. My first one is, I'm going to start slow, with the Modesty Blaze, the cartoon character, over Jessica Alba, the Sin City actress. So, we have Modesty Blaze, who will take her clothes off, really, any time, no matter what the purpose, usually to further the mission, because she's a spy, secret agent. And it's often important to take one's clothes off when one is a secret agent, as we've learned. And that is always better. And, you know, Modesty Blaze is a hot brunette, too, I swear. I think, you know, the movie treatments I've seen haven't really done her justice, but they need, like, Claudia Cardinale to play her. And instead, we're faced with Jessica Alba in a movie called Sin City, in which people are sinning and exploitatively doing different things, cutting testicles off and raping and all of these other kind of stupid things. I really didn't like the movie. But she's a stripper, an exotic dancer, an erotic dancer, and she does not once take her clothing off in that entire movie. Now, if Modesty Blaze can take her clothes off at any time to further important secret missions, or to catch criminals, or to stop heroin smugglers, why can't Jessica Alba, who's a stripper, take her clothes off in a movie that takes place in Sin City? It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. So, Modesty Blaze, much better than... You know, maybe the actress Jessica Alba has some religious problems with taking her clothes off. That's ridiculous. You are an actress, which is as close to being a whore as possible. And so take off your clothes, Jessica Alba, the absolutely beautiful woman who took off her clothes in Sin City. I don't remember her name. I love her, though. Carla Gugino, she took her clothes off, and she's a much more respectable actress than Jessica Alba. It could have only furthered her career. So, yes, screw you. Modesty Blaze over you. You dumb hooker. So, next, I'm going to say that 33 overs, the Fuck You Crew. Now, this is not a revelation. We know that 33 Overs is far, far more creative, and I can probably talk from a different perspective than many people because I was one of the first members of Fuck You Crew. I certainly was there before most of the moderators who are there now. So if you may look at me as the grand old man of Fuck You Crew, and I'm sure more people do than don't, I must say 33 Overs is so much more fun, so much more opportunity to be creative, so much more... attempts to be clever and people who are searching for clever and not always finding it, hardly ever finding it really anymore, as some of these later applications have shown us. So, you know, and Fuck You Crew, sure, we made a lot of friends in Fuck You Crew, but, you know, we're all friends now. So now it's just a bunch of dumb teenagers throwing themselves up against a wall to kind of get in, and I don't, you know, do you think people out there really think it's important? I don't. But 33 Overs, now this is important work that we're doing here. Important work. We're really filtering the wheat from the chaff in 33O. So, good for you, 33O. You over the community that you were inspired by. Congratulations. Even though we're no longer a ratings community. Okay, next. I would say LJ Nomi, N-O-M-I, over L.J. Uber Dionysus. Now, Troy Swain, seemingly very nice fellow. I'm sure that if I were to ever meet Troy Swain in person, we would get along famously. Maybe. It really does depend. But let's compare their two journals, okay? Both of them take a lot of photographs. Both of them talk about their own lives, to some degree. Both of them have an appreciation for art and music and are relatively well-spoken. But, you know, doggone it, I think Nomi just has a better journal than he does. And first of all, Uber Dionysus, you're just not. Dionysus, the god of wine and revelry and pleasure, and then you have Troy Swain, supposed Uber Dionysus, and yet he has his emo comic, which is akin, in fact was illustrated as such, akin to having a man kneel and have his guts scooped out of him on the printed page. Now, that's not very Dionysus of you, Troy. So, already a strike against you. Now, Nomi takes pictures of food, has very cool taste in music, much cuter than Troy Swain, and lives in England. England, where I think it gives a touch of class to everything. You know, Troy Swain, really just an expatriate to New York from some place out west, and like many people who live in New York, is kind of like a New York elitist in some ways, you know, maybe an apologist. But, I mean, let's be honest here. You probably, Troy, I know you're going to listen to this at some point. I bet you complain about bridge and tunnelers, don't you? I bet you do. And if you don't, you're lying, if you say that you don't. So, I think that everybody should go unfriend Troy Swain's journal, Uber Dionysus, now, if you haven't already, and go to LJ Nomi, Nomi. Oh, and what's the root of her name? Oh, her name's Naomi, see? She's not fronting on the Greek gods there, okay? That's just her. That's probably her nickname in real life. And she's married, too, so. So go friend Nomi instead. And, you know, your stats will stay the same, I tell you. She'll comment. And I think that your friends list will have that touch of class that Uber Dionysus just can't do for you. And now, my final over here, I had a fifth one, but I don't really care for it. I was just reaching with that one, so the hell with it. My final over is unintentionally three-dimensional comments on LiveJournal over trying to cram in the clever. Now, I have been accused of meaning a lot more than I actually mean on LiveJournal with my comments. I tend to be ambiguous. I tend to type a lot and kind of make things up as I go along. You know, sometimes I'll skim an entry and read a couple of sentences and respond to that, and then find that, you know, by responding to the microcosm, I'm actually also responding to the macrocosm of the entry. But I think when people read into your comments and they're like, wow, you're writing in three dimensions, you have said three different things, and two of them were kind of interesting, and one was insulting, and I'm not sure exactly what you meant, but I'm kind of assuming that you're probably smarter than you really are, and, you know, you get this really long reply because of it, because they assume that you mean a whole lot more, and of course it's nonsense, it's abject nonsense. I mean, I type things down, and sometimes I'm just making a joke to myself, and people are like, but wait a minute, do you really think that Lincoln wasn't assassinated by John Wilkes Booth? Well, you know, I say go for that. If you can cram that kind of ambiguity in there, do it. And that's always going to be better than people who try to cram the clever into their comments. They try to be extra funny, they try to be, like, cool and literary, and maybe, like, quote. I'm guilty of quoting sometimes, too, writers and stuff that I like. But, you know, hey, everybody's got that weakness. Myself most especially. But, you know, make your comments three-dimensional without intending it, because I guess if you have enough of a good reputation, people will assume you know a lot more than you actually do, rather than when you try way too hard. I mean, this is like life advice here. Don't try too hard. I mean, just, you know, make it look like you know what you're doing, and people assume that you will, instead of this, you know, race to be clever and interesting, which is like LiveJournal in a nutshell. So there you have it. Perhaps the not the most distinguished vocal 33 overs list ever, but I had to be the first to do it, and maybe I didn't have the talent to execute it, but I did have the talent to innovate. So, I love you all. This is Mr. Eden signing off. I'm going to try to keep this under 10 megs so you can listen to it in the comfort of your new home or your old home or wherever you happen to live. Good night.